Think about that for a minute. There is no other place to go. Yeah.
Didn't Paul say somewhere else that all things apart from faith is sin?
Yes, anything done apart from faith is sin. What this, you see what this kind of language does, if you're with me here, you see how it magnifies the importance of the law and sin, but then how even more it magnifies the glory of the gospel in Jesus Christ? The problem with much of contemporary Christianity is Jesus is he's an errand boy. He just helps you get up in the saddle. He doesn't stand alone as the in the window as the one who towers over everything because he alone is it. No, he's the one that helps my project succeed. We diminish him down to our size and make him work for us in the way that we want him to work for us. And what Paul is saying, everything in all creation will turn on you and kill you because God has assigned it all to by the law to sin. There's only one place you can go where there is freedom and hope, and that is in Christ. There's no other place to go. Not even to Scripture, finally. And the law, that's the last place you ought to be going. The very last place. Verse 23, now before faith came, we were confined under the law, kept under restraint, until faith should be revealed. So the law was our custodian until Christ came that we might be justified by faith. The word custodian here is the Greek word is paedagogos, easy for them to say, which is a term that was actually used of the slave in the household who could afford such things, who taught the children, who raised them. You know, in the ancient Roman world, teachers were almost all slaves. At all levels of education, they were all slaves. In the household, in the Roman household, the father had responsibility for educating the children, and so they would hire, usually, particularly in the wealthy families, they would go to Greece, and they would hire educated Greek philosophers or Greek educators, there are plenty of those in Athens and the other cities, and bring them over to the Roman cities, and they would live in the house and they would teach the children. This was commonly done for centuries in the ancient world, starting among the Greeks. You know, Aristotle was Alexander the Great's tutor. That's not too bad, you know. So you see, what he's saying is that the job of the law was simply to keep us on the straight and narrow until faith came. But now that faith has come, the law no longer is necessary. But now that faith has come, we're no longer under a custodian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. Now he goes back to Romans 6. He's in Galatians, but he's going back to Romans 6.